We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Greetings and welcome, friendly viewers. Thank you for being with us on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astor 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Office D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Utul, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97, which has moved from 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, future doctors in the United Kingdom take part in virtual medical training. In sustainable energy news, an industry report states the vast potential of wind power in Brazil. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 12th, is the birthday of the much-beloved Supreme Master Qinghai. No known around the world for her noble teachings, benevolent humanitarian works, and exquisite art creations. Supreme Master Ching Hai selflessly devotes her time and energy to protect our planetary home and all of its co-inhabitants. Recognized globally as a leading voice of concern in these urgent times, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminds us to embrace goodness and practice compassion for a viable future for all life. With our most profound gratitude for all you do, Master, may you have a joyous birthday and many, many, many more years of good health and abundant blessings. We sincerely wish in heaven's honor and glory, an earth overflowing with peace and love, illuminated by your boundless grace and elegance.
Flyer News, Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from Northern Or Lạc or Vietnam. In mid-April, a severe hailstorm and tornado disrupted people's lives in the mountainous northern regions of Thai Vinh Province, leaving at least one fatality and hundreds of homes damaged, with many crops devastated. On April 19, Supreme Master Ching Hai donated $20,000 and asked our association's relief team to help, sending her love and sympathy. The $20,000 could purchase an equivalent of $336,000 in emergency supplies if bought in the United States, based on the cost of living in Or Lạc. Our association's relief team traveled to affected villages in the Phu Luong and Dong Khi districts, covering their own travel and related expenses.
In addition to cash gifts for urgently needed items, food packages were delivered to 292 families. A hospital visit was also made to a seriously injured victim to offer condolences for the loss of his grandmother, who had succumbed on the night of the tornado. Our association's relief team then delivered financial help to repair a community recreational center whose roof had been blown off in the storm. The people of these areas were greatly touched by Supreme Master Ching Hai's timely aid, with local government officials also conveying their gratitude.
Xin cảm ơn Ngài Thanh Hải là đã quan tâm thăm hỏi giúp đỡ cho bà con ở địa phương chúng tôi bị gió lốc. Xin cảm ơn Ngài Thanh Hải và cũng chúc Ngài Thanh Hải luôn luôn mạnh khỏe.
We join in thanking Supreme Master Ching Hai for her compassionate assistance to the storm affected in Northern Or Lạc. Our appreciation as well for the caring efforts of our association's relief team. May all those in the villages of Thai Vinh Province return quickly to their normal lives, as we pray that such extreme weather events are lessened through the gentler treatment of our fragile environment.
Strong earthquakes in Chile and Ecuador. On Friday morning, a 5.5 magnitude earthquake shook the cities of Santiago and Rancagua in central Chile. The following evening, a 6.1 magnitude tremor occurred off the coast of Ecuador in the Pacific Ocean. Thankfully, there were no reports of injury or damage for either event. We are relieved to know of everyone's safety and pray for the restored stability of our Earth with our greater benevolence toward the environment and all life. Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Swine flu points to bigger picture of factory farm health risks.
Among the 30 countries thus far with confirmed cases of the swine flu, a second case of the swine flu has been confirmed in China, 10 new cases in the United Kingdom, and 2 more in Colombia. In just 2 weeks, the number of confirmed cases worldwide has climbed to over 5,100. The first known case of this flu strain was discovered in the small town of La Gloria, Mexico, where about half of its 3,000 residents had been previously reporting unusually severe flu symptoms. La Gloria is situated very close to a massive factory pig farm, where the waste from 50,000 pigs and rotting carcasses have exposed the town's residents to harmful fumes and corresponding health problems such as respiratory illnesses.
In fact, the recent outbreak of the swine flu is just one of the health risks incurred by living near animal factory farms, which have long been recognized as a source of toxins and a breeding ground for viruses. Supreme Master Television spoke with residents in La Gloria, Mexico, to find out more.
Nos encontramos en este momento con una señora que vive en este poblado cerca de la granja que tenemos a nuestras espaldas. ¿Nos podría decir si conoce algún caso de gripe porcina en esta comunidad?
Sí, nos afecta mucho las granjas. Mi hermano ha sido malo de eso, estuvo internado hasta el hospital de Vitoria. Sí.
¿Qué molestias tuvo su hermano?
Pues le pegó una infección al segundo de la carne de cochino, ¿no? Y tuvo ascos y dolor de cabeza, no comía, y hasta que se lo vinieron a internar, y fue, dice que le pegó un virus de las granjas.
¿Quiere decir entonces que el estar trabajando, vivir cerca o consumir carne está dañando a la población?
Sí, corre el aire y todo nos viene la peste de los cochinos. Cuando voy a dejar a mi niña también a Chichicuapla a la escuela, también de eso viene la peste. Y nos dijeron en la escuela que tenemos que llevarlas bien cubiertas de la boca para que no trasciendan ese olor.
¿Cuál es el mensaje que usted le daría al gobierno para evitar que se propague esta enfermedad?
Pues que quitaran las granjas, yo digo, para que no nos afecte así a nosotros. Están cerca de nosotros también las granjas. Tan solo antier que corrió el aigrón, nos dijeron que los tuviéramos encerrados en nuestras casas, pero como ya somos humildes, se mete el aire porque no tenemos buenas casas, los tenemos que comprar sus cubrebocas para que no trasciendan la olor.
¿Qué alimentación usted sugiere que sea la adecuada para prevenir cualquier tipo de enfermedad?
Pues no darles carne de cochino, darles verduras y como nosotros estamos acostumbrados a comer frijolitos, nada más eso.
¿Usted qué le diría al público en general?
Pues que ya no, o sea, que ya no comieran carne.
We thank the residents of La Gloria for sharing their experiences with our viewers, who may wish to know more about the effects of factory farms on human health. Our prayers that people worldwide would avoid the costly price of compromised health through swift adoption of the clean and affordable vegan diet that ensures a good quality of life for all.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
life spared for Molly the cow. The young black heifer was being taken to a slaughterhouse in New York City, USA, when she decided to outrun her fate. Molly led police on a chase around the city, successfully dodging cars and onlookers until she was secured and then transported to the farm, an animal sanctuary in Long Island, where she will be able to peacefully complete her natural life. Her account has already become memorable to such people as renowned newscaster Barbara Walters, who said that Molly's story inspired her toward being veg and that she would bring her own veggie burgers to the next White House dinner. Molly, we join in celebrating your life and convey our heartfelt thanks to the caring personnel at the farm and all others who helped ensure your safety. May we all be reminded of the awareness that animals have their slaughterhouse plight and turn quickly ourselves toward the plant-based diet for our health and life-sparing peace of mind.
Touched by this news of the brave and gentle cow, Supreme Master Ching Hai is lovingly donating a $3,000 contribution to the farm, her new forever home. Saudi King donates for International Youth Program. The World Scout Foundation, a youth organization that encourages high moral standards and selfless deeds, received a donation of $3 million from His Majesty King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz of Saudi Arabia on Friday for the Gifts of Peace program. This program seeks to inspire youths of all faiths, nationalities, and cultures in building peace, understanding, and respect in their communities. Since its creation in 2001 by His Majesty, the initiative thus far has involved the participation of 10 million young people across 110 countries. Saudi Arabia Ambassador to the United States, His Excellency Adel Al-Jubeir, stated, "Gifts for Peace is a truly worthy program and represents an extension of Saudi Arabia's efforts to promote peace and cultural understanding worldwide. Our respectful thanks and Allah bless Your Majesty and Saudi Arabia for this latest thoughtful gesture of ongoing support. Wishing the World Scout Foundation and all its youth members much fulfillment in promoting harmony by connecting communities throughout the globe."
World Fair Trade Day celebrated globally. Over 80 countries and 110 million people, including Archbishop Desmond Tutu of South Africa, participated in this year's World Fair Trade Day, observed on Friday, May 9. Events held around the globe featured markets with fair trade goods, performances, fashion shows and festivals, all promoting sustainability, wage equity, fair prices and other goals to better the lives of those in the developing world who are involved with international trade. Sir Paul McCartney, a supporter of the event, said, "Fair trade is essential for millions of people who work and struggle for survival every day. It's all about justice and human rights. Our appreciative salute all organizers and participants for your efforts that have made World Fair Trade Day a meaningful event for so many people. May your goals continue to be upheld in walking toward a world in harmony with nature and other fellow beings."
Save our planet. Inspiration follows climate conference in Lomé, Togo. On Saturday, May 9th, the Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet live broadcast global warming video conference was held in Lomé, the capital city of Togo. Invited as the guest of honor was Supreme Master Ching Hai, who answered a wide range of questions from a guest panel, including one regarding the impact of climate change to each and every citizen of the earth.
We all have a shared planet, and we have shared responsibility, and we all want it to be saved for every one of us. Just like in the human body, if one area is hurt, it will affect the whole body as well. So even if the injury came to Africa from another part of the world, we should all fix it because we want the entire body to be well again. And that is very good for us to have such a noble intention helping to save the world. Because every good deed helps balance the entire planet's karma, meaning the atmosphere, the energy. So that is the key, to be veg and spread the message of compassion, to let people know that they can really make a difference. And we each can, through the choices we make in putting food on our plate. Please try to inform your people that peace and the survival of our planet begin at home, begin on our plate.
Uplifting music and dance performances created further warmth and welcome for the millions of people tuned in to live broadcasts of the event. Besides airing via Supreme Master Television, the program was also broadcast via satellite television across the African continent, as well as on 5 radio stations in Togo, Benin, and Ghana.
Congratulations, all distinguished and caring participants and guests of the Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet conference. Our appreciation to the African media members for their interest and noble assistance in spreading the urgent message of our fragile planetary state. We are especially thankful to Supreme Master Ching Hai, whose trusted insights and support are invaluable gifts to humanity at this crucial time. May dialogue and actions continue to bring the vital plant-based diet solution to all of Africa and the world.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom for the full rebroadcast of this live event at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Save our planet. Eel population plummets. According to recent findings of the European Environment Agency, 95% of the European eel population has been lost in the past 25 years. Mr. Andy Don of the agency said, "There is no doubt that there is a crisis."
The agency is attempting to help the eels with such initiatives as the construction of fish passes in England and Wales, so that young eels may more easily travel upstream in rivers without being blocked by obstacles. Another program, currently in place, accomplishes the same goal by receiving the eels in containers and then releasing them beyond the barriers.
European Environment Agency, we appreciate your concern and caring actions. May we soon create a sustainable world where eels continue to grace our planet and all marine life is safe.
In an August 2008 video conference with our association members in Canada, Supreme Master Ching Hai once more reminded that the ultimate way to prevent further loss of Earth's precious species, including humankind, is to turn to a compassionate vegetarian diet.
We just have to remind everybody, you see, to be veg and to be kind to the animals. That's the only way we can protect them. And then later on, maybe they will recover themselves again. Some dolphin, yeah, who has been protected, has reproduced again in better number, yeah? So it's possible with other species. If we just protect our environment and we turn our heart into a compassionate way of life, then like attract like, you see? If we treasure life, then life will be coming back in abundance. Yes, I'm also very sorry and concerned like you are. But we are doing what we can, okay? Yeah, that's why we are doing it. That's why we distribute alternative living flyers and SOS flyers and all that. And we're doing what we're doing, yeah? Seminar, vegetarian and all that, just for this. For protecting the species and protecting human.
Save our planet. U.S. organic farmers get a helping hand. U.S. Agriculture Deputy Secretary Kathleen Merrigan has stated that a new measure is making available $50 million U.S. dollars in financial assistance to established organic farmers as well as those in the process of certification. The funds are being administered through the 2009 Organic Farm Initiative, which is part of the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, or EQIP. Deputy Secretary Merrigan further stated that President Barack Obama wants to make organic products a priority for development. Your Excellency, Deputy Secretary Merrigan, and the United States, we laud your nation's value for the eco-friendly and health-preserving organic produce farming. Measures such as these are sure to provide the necessary support for everyone to enjoy bounteous fruit and veg harvests that also benefit the environment.
Save our planet. As climate change effects worsen, water dwindles in Brazil's formerly Grand Iguaçu Falls, as southern regions suffer the worst drought in 80 years, and the normally dry northern regions endure floods.
Save our planet. The United Nations Environment Program has launched the 50 by 50 Global Fuel Economy Initiative to reduce by half the greenhouse gas emissions from vehicles by the year 2050.
Save our planet. Following a visit to Antarctica, His Serene Highness Prince Albert II of Monaco meets with scientists at the Scott Polar Research Institute in Cambridge, England, to discuss their work and findings on ice sheets and glacial melt.
Chipmunk, a complete vegetarian, and today I have a tip on saving energy. Please consider installing dimmer switches in your home. They help you control how bright the lighting is so you can easily adjust it according to the level you need. If your children are doing homework, you might want it on the brightest setting, and when friends are over for dinner or your family is viewing a movie, a lower level of lighting might be fine. It's a good way to save energy. Every bit helps. Thank you for watching. Thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Let's now see what the weather from around the world looks like.
In Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Formosa or Taiwan. To encourage more people on this beautiful planet Earth to act immediately in response to the increasingly severe effects of global warming, our association members in Formosa or Taiwan have started a movement, Vegan New Life, throughout all of Formosa. This campaign is being supported by over 1,500 restaurants in Formosa and will continue until June 5th, which is United Nations World Environment Day. For this project, the involved restaurants are all displaying banners of Vegan New Life or Be Veg, Go Green, Save the Planet. Also, to introduce more people to the many benefits of a vegan diet, some also have discounts or special offers. In the Taichung area, over 200 restaurants took the lead by promoting economical and tasty vegan lunchboxes for 60 U.S. cents each. This attracted the attention of local media and the public. Six television stations and several local newspapers have reported this campaign. In addition to the restaurants, many government officers have demonstrated their support. Our association members offer lectures, seminars, veggie food fairs, and video exhibitions. On the Chinese language website, www.veganewlife.org, one can find all kinds of discounts or special offers of the participating restaurants in Formosa. For a loving, sustainable planet, may all join the heavenly vegan lifestyle.
In medical news, a British school of medicine provides online preparation for future physicians. Imperial College London is using a program called Second Life to support game-based learning for third-year medical students. Users called avatars navigate through a hospital where they see patients and examine records. If deemed necessary, they then proceed to order diagnostic tools such as scans. The results of these tests can help in deciding upon the best treatment. Professor of Respiratory Medicine, Dr. Martin R. Partridge of Imperial College London stated, "This sort of research is vital if we're going to make sure tomorrow's doctors are as well trained as you and I want them to be." Our appreciation, Imperial College of London, for using this innovative method to prepare your upcoming physicians. We wish those participating much success in becoming outstanding practitioners of your meaningful profession, helping many to well-being. Up next on Noteworthy News, a consulting firm describes Brazil's great potential in the wind energy sector. We're going to go out and listen to the cows communicating now. Please stay tuned for more concerning news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, caring news for a contented world. In sustainable energy news, a global consulting firm describes Brazil's great potential for wind power. Mr. Jorge de Rosa, senior research analyst at Frost & Sullivan, a growth partnership company which has more than 30 offices throughout the world, has reported that Brazil could generate 143 gigawatts of wind power. This would mean $100 billion in investment. The 70% of the nation's population that is located along the coastline could provide a ready market for this eco-friendly energy. Mr. De Rosa, in speaking of the growing popularity of wind power in Europe and the Americas, said, "Brazil is likely to follow a similar trend as stakeholders are increasingly aware of the benefits related to alternative energy technologies." Our thanks, Mr. Jorge De Rosa and Frost & Sullivan, for this valuable information. May all nations adopt earth-loving methods to keep our planet clean and green.
Let's now enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, "The Wedding Request."
Cô người tình hỏi anh chàng kia, "Anh đã xin phép bố em để tổ chức đám cưới chưa?" Anh chàng nói là, "Rồi, anh đã gọi điện và bố em đã trả lời rằng, tôi không biết cậu là ai, nhưng nói chung tôi không phản đối."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I love your inspirational talks and information about the environment. Keep up the great work. Love and blessings. Adams from the USA.
Thoughtful Adams, thank you so much for your kind encouragement. Let us keep it up until our planet becomes a world of peace, joy, and compassion. Wishing heaven's light to you and your forward-thinking American co-citizens for a brilliant vegan future on Earth.
Do you have a heartline today? Please send your comments and uplifting stories to heartlines@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your days be filled with bliss and elevated love. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Sofia, Bulgaria, opens her second subway line, which now serves a population of 2 million people, with 5 stations along its 6-kilometer length.
An anonymous donor gives $7 million to the University of Alaska, USA, bringing the person's total known donations to $81.5 million given to colleges run by women.
His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI arrives in Israel for the next stop of his Middle East tour, where he is scheduled to meet with Israeli President Shimon Peres, as well as Christian, Druze, Jewish, and Muslim leaders.
11-year-old Zach Bonner begins walking 1,200 miles from Tampa, Florida to Washington, D.C., USA to raise money and awareness of homeless children in the U.S.
University of London researchers in England find that upbeat music not only makes the listener happy, it conveys the impression to the listener that everyone else is happy too.
The Krishna Temple in Gainesville, Florida, USA serves an inexpensive, all-you-can-eat vegetarian buffet to up to 1,000 students a day at the University of Florida, offering the option of volunteering in exchange for lunch.
Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin comes to the rescue of a nervous schoolgirl chosen to sing before him by joining her in a duet.
A website founded by Kevin and Sean Dolan in the USA raises awareness of homelessness and has helped a man named Tim change from an alcoholic on the streets to a hopeful businessman.
Armenian President Serzh Sarkisian and Azeri President Ilham Aliyev meet in Prague, the Czech Republic, where the two leaders make progress in resolving issues surrounding the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region.
The European Commission and the United Nations Human Settlements Program donate money and also partner with Jamaica Florida to improve living conditions for the country's less fortunate. We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.